Welcome to the latest episode of the Custom Private Equity Podcast. Paul Anthony Thomas is the expert and the principal at CustomPrivateEquity.com. I'm experienced podcaster Ron Davis and your co-host who will be asking all the newbie questions. Paul, what is the core of what you do at Custom Private Equity?
Well, Ron, our core business is to do research. We research marketplaces, and then once we find an opportunity that has the potential to make 20% of our money or more, and we'll go out and create a platform or an investment fund to take advantage of that research. So our number one job is research.
Okay. And where do you see opportunities in the energy market? We've talked a lot about that in previous episodes, but what are you seeing right now?
Our normal operations, we can actually buy oil and gas production on a daily basis. We do research into oil and gas properties every day. As things come on the market, we'll actually put values on them and say, okay, we can buy that one for $5 million or that one for $20 million. And we expect in that marketplace, an average return for us is a 20% return, 25% return sometimes on some of the properties. And we expect to distribute 12 to 15% of that out in cash to the partner. We have a place in our platform, our current oil platform, for that for $100 million a year. Natural gas is a tremendous market today. This is May of 2020, and natural gas is extremely cheap today, and we consider that to be a bargain fuel. And we would go out and buy natural gas production, and we could put together a platform for an investor where we could buy natural gas in the ground for a dime to 15 cents an MCF and sell it on the ground for $1, $1.20. We would expect a 20 or 25% internal rate of return on that investment, and that would be a hold for maybe as long as 5 years, maybe 10 years. We are putting together a program right now where we actually buy shallow producing oil wells, and we take the electricity off of them, the electric pumps, and we put on solar panels, and we actually pump the oil out of the ground using solar panels. So what that does is it reduces our expenses by 50%, allowing the properties to produce for many more years. So we expect in those properties to extend the life of those properties for another anywhere from 10 to 20 years by reducing the expenses from $1,000 a month to $400 a month. Mm. And then we have another program that we're working on where we actually enhance the field production of oil wells by using a chemical treatment. It's more of a scientific thing, but we actually use a nano chemical treatment to go in and change the viscosity of the oil in the ground, and it allows more fluid to flow out of the formations, increasing the production out of the well. So that would allow those wells to last a whole lot longer as well. And we expect that target on that program to be about a 20 to 25% return on our money as well.
And where are you seeing opportunities in, say, the real estate market?
Well, Ron, we've done a tremendous amount of research in real estate. We have a real estate team that works on nothing but Texas real estate and some work in southern Louisiana. But one of the most dynamic areas of the state of Texas is an area called Trinity Grove. And it's 1 mile west of the central business district of Dallas. And as we move into the bicycling to work, walking to work, short trips to work for off the COVID issue that we're having today, being close to work is going to be important for people. And we've seen the prices in this Trinity Grove area go from $10 a foot 5 years ago to $20 a foot 2 years ago. Now they're $45 to $50 a foot, and soon they're going to be $125 a foot. So our solution to that would be to put together a $20 million platform to go out and actually land bank some land in that area. So in 1986, we saw Carolyn Hunt build the Crescent facility, Crescent Hotel and Crescent Office Complex, in what is now known as Uptown Dallas. And at that time, that land was selling for $7 a foot. That was in 1986. Well, today that land sells for $175 a foot, which is a 20x on your money in 35 years. So that's a really great investment. And we would have done a land bank in that part of the world when Carolyn built that building as well. We see a tremendous market in the Houston Metroplex and in the Houston MSA to build self-storages. everybody thinks Houston's overgrown for self-storage, is that we've identified 15 sites in that market that need a self-storage, and we expect those sites to return a 15 to 20% annual return on our money. We are in the lot development business. We work with national home builders. We also work with national commercial builders and developers, and we develop lots for those people. And that's an interesting program because before we go out and develop lots, they've already bought them. So they've already bought them and committed to buy them on paper, and we go out and buy the land that they want us to develop. We go in and put it in the streets and the sewer and the cable and the drainage, and we develop the land for them, and they basically allow us not to quite double our money, but they allow us to make a nice profit on those. During the Great Recession of 2008-2009, our developments in Houston, our housing developments, were selling $500,000 a month in real estate when everybody else in the world was going bankrupt. So we know what we're doing in that marketplace. Over the last two decades, we've developed well over 6,000 lots. And during the hurricanes of the last decade, we never had any flood damage in any of our developments. So we do know what we're doing. Our team leader in that program used to be the city manager for Pearland for 11 years. He initiated the growth of Pearland from $1 billion in tax base to $10 billion in tax base. So he's a very much pro-development person. We did a two-year study of the Houston Medical Complex around Herman Hospital in Houston. And at that time, we did that in 2007, 8, and 9. We could have bought any tract in that area for $25 a foot. Today, those tracts sell for $125 a foot. Those are the types of investments we like to get into, like to search for. The Trinity River Corridor in Dallas is a dynamic area. It's the second fastest growing area in the Dallas Metroplex, next to the area up around Plano, around Legacy and Plano. And we would love to put together about $25 million and go do a land bank there.
Where else are you seeing niche opportunities today in the middle of all of this?
Well, with the number of disasters that are happening around, the number of hurricanes, and we just recently had a tornado, we have a $15 million allocation for a disaster relief company that we've been working on. I used to work for the Environmental Protection Agency back in the 1990s. And I was on the emergency response team for the agency. And I covered a 5-state area, but I was also on the national response team. And I put together this plan after I left the EPA, and it took them a month to get the Hurricane Andrew victims in Florida. And it took them a week to get water to the Superdome in New Orleans. And a private company that does that type of work could make spectacular returns and be a government contractor, which is okay in that world, and be a private contractor as well. And we could make tremendous amounts of money on that. We project 35% IRR on that. It's probably a 10-year hold.
All right. Well, if any of that stuff interests you, you can always go to customprivateequity.com. There's lots of information and research on that website. And there is contact information for Paul as well, so you can get in contact with him. Or if you have something you're interested in and you need research done, or maybe Paul already has the expertise in it, he can help you out with that as well.
We do custom research for investors. If they have something that they want to do and they need somebody to actually execute the plan for them, we will put together the plan and actually go execute it. Do custom work for people all the time. So if they'd like to come visit with us about that, we can do that. Thank you.